Blog Talk Radio.
How big is your vision? Is it one that will help you to get through the tough times? It should be. Doesn't matter what you want to work on, you have the ability to achieve. You need to take the time to figure it out. Got it? If you don't, pause, write a few more things. You can keep working on it. Once you have it, keep it in front. Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on QS Motivision and Leverage Me 2's Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to talk about five or more strategies you can implement immediately to help you succeed. Come catch the wave and note up the three or more resources you can begin using right now today. This is the right stuff to help you to get there. What I want to start with, what I think most of you want to go right out is, what are we talking about when we talk about strategies that you can immediately implement to help you get there? Well, to give you the answer to that, I'm going to go right to the prosperity chapter in If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Wave. I refer to an interview, 16 Rules for Success in Business and Life in General. This came from Bob Parsons, the founder of GoDaddy. Reprinted by permission, GoDaddy.com is the website's presence that provides various tools that you can use to get your business going online. He says, get out of your comfort zone often. You know, don't kind of stay in that space where you think you can just have all the security you want. The truth is, the more you're in that space, the less security you have. Just never give up. You know, when you start something and you run across those barriers, turbulent waves, and all the things that would lend to your distraction and perhaps maybe even your disenchantment, use them as grist to keep you going. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. Take the time to have conversations, surround yourselves with people that can support your success, read and continue to feed yourself things that give you strength to fortify you to keep you going. When you're ready to quit, number three, when you're ready to quit, you're closer than you think. Realize that when things are tough, the tough get going. When you're ready to quit, you're closer than you think. Parsons notes that there's an old Chinese saying, the temptation to quit will be greatest just before you're about to succeed. Check in your own life and notice that sometimes when things really did look like they were, it's because you persisted, you were able to have outstanding success. Number four, with regard to whatever worries you, then not only accept the worst thing that could be happening, but make it a point to quantify what the worst thing could actually be. It says, usually it never gets that far, but, you know, you just got to have this attitude. He says, his father says something like, if it doesn't work, they can't eat you. So it's just to kind of illustrate the point that, you know, you can really keep on going and not worry about things. Just hold fast. Number five, focus on what you want to have happen. You know, as you think, so shall it be, is a reference that Bob Parsons make that most of you have heard of. If not, pick up a copy of As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Very powerful book. I've been actually working on an annotated copy to make available very soon, but you can get it at my Amazon.com and in most bookstores. As a man thinketh, you look at your spiritual text, you'll find all over that which a mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. Napoleon Hill talks about it frequently in Think and Grow Rich, one of the most widely published books on the subject of self-development and translated into more languages than most books in history. Resources that I've pulled out of the ninth chapter. You know, very straightforward for you, because I know that you and I both know that today, with the advent of web technology, we can go virtually anywhere. Well, I'm going to give you some specific places to look. Maybe you're interested in franchising. Go ahead and look up some of the franchising books and type in top 10 franchises. Entrepreneur puts out something every year on the topic. Black Enterprise Magazine does the same thing in their own style, in their own way. Check them both out and see what they say. Go to the SBA, Small Business Administration, SBA.gov. See the magnificent resources available. There are many. Bank of America has resources for small business. Or business.gov really is a great resource. Hit start on there. And of course, my own blog, harebrainedebusinesses.blogspot.com, has some pretty decent information just to help you consider your path and your direction and where you're headed. Also, to take a moment to really do some personal inventory. Harebrain, like the tortoise in the hare, HAREBRAINED, eBusinesses, eBusinesses.blogspot.com. Enjoy the articles. Leave me a note. Send me a note on Facebook or Instagram. You know, if you don't take advantage of technology, you may as well not have it. So let's look back at this. Now, there are about 16 strategies you can get when you pick up a copy of my book, or whether you Google Bob Parsons, GoDaddy. If you Google Bob Parsons, GoDaddy founder, if you Google, it's a tongue twister, I tell you. So look, check out all 16. There are many there. I know you're ready. I'm trying to give you what you can use to put into immediate application. Again, those five strategies that I mentioned out of the 16, you know, they have that way of just kind of emphasizing for you or facilitating. Get out of your comfort zone. Never give up. When you're ready to quit, you're closer than you think. With regard to what worries you, don't only accept it, but just imagine it. Go ahead and make a point to quantify it, so you realize that it's not the end of the world and you'll be okay. And focus on what you want to happen. Look, I'll give you another one. Take things one day at a time. Another one, always be moving forward. Take things one day at a time. Don't try to overdo it and overwhelm yourself. Take a little bit of action, a little bit of progress every day will get you there invariably. Well, look, this is it. I've got a quick one. Had a nice, long, productive day. How was your day? I had a great company. I worked with joint venture efforts and collaborative exercises and communicating with people of like mind. That's how you keep it moving and keep yourself moving forward. And then be sure to step a little bit outside of your comfort zone. Take a little bit of action that will just, you know, be demonstrative in your success achievements. So you see, lady, I have to tell you something that's pretty exciting to me about all of this. I am practicing what I'm preaching, so to speak. I simply experimented with pre-recording a part of the show. What you just heard was actually a post-production broadcast gotten from using a free service called Audacity, which you can pick up right online, and recorded the show, did a little editing, and then uploaded it onto Blog Talk Radio, and just to see how all of this would go. I want to know how it sounded to you, and if there's a difference between that recording you just heard and what you hear from me right now. Give us a call at 516-595-8315 if you're interested in sharing or making a comment. But I just want you to know that each day, as you are taking action, as you are learning, studying, reviewing, practicing, trying, whatever you're doing, it is adding to you. It is increasing your prosperity quotient. So don't worry if your goal is to get to Florida and you're just in Maryland. If you started in Boston, you're making progress. You just got to realize, you got to open your eyes to that. Now, I've been driving these many hours. Oh, my goodness, I can't go any further. That's going to just represent a means for defeat for yourself. Just recognize, look at the road signs. You've got to be able to observe and notice the road signs. Are you now associating with people that previously you didn't have in your circle who are going somewhere or who are already where you want to be? That's a sign. If you have made progress in the sense of making even one income-producing activity, and you've made you know, 1/10 of a percent of what you hope to make at one point. You've made progress. You're making progress. If you've created product or marketing materials or gotten insight on resources, that's progress. Put on the eyes, the glasses that will help you to see the benefits that you have experienced up to this point. So I really want you to be conscious of that. It is so easy and natural to focus on where you haven't come, what you haven't done, what you don't, you know, what skills you don't have, what resources you don't have. Start with what you do have. Prosperity is yours. Just think about all you have. You have the capacity to listen to this broadcast. You have the capacity to send out a broadcast, a message, to communicate, to email, to Skype, to Tango, to Viber, all around the world, video-wise even. You have the capacity to read, to listen to books on tape. You have the capacity to ask questions, to fulfill your insights, based and fill that thirst and that hunger for more information, more insight. You have the ability to give. You have the ability to contribute. When you have that capacity and you exercise it, the power in you magnifies because you realize that I have, my circumstances have such so much abundance that I can give. That is the secret. If you don't know and you have just a very little and you share that, you have, there's something goes on, something happens to you internally and to me spiritually that magnifies your potential not only to receive but your propensity to do so. So that's my thought on the subject. I see at this hour, I don't know if you're just listening in, but 7148, Dr. Mom, I see you there. You can listen in some more, or if you have something to say, please do.
I need those first five strategies. You had five strategies and for moving forward, I think.
They were moving a little quickly for you. Yes, I'm sorry about that. Let me give you the, I'm going to go again. Number one was basically come out of your comfort zone and do it frequently. You know, and the point there was that security-mindedness will actually rob you of the very security you seek. The number two was never give up. When you set your mind to it, see yourself through it, Mom. Take that extra effort. Now, I've taken Bob Parsons' words and I've kind of added a little bit of my own flavor, but that's the essential message. Number three, when you're ready to quit, recognize that you're closer than you think. Number four, with regard to whatever worries you, not only accept the worst thing that could happen, but make it a point to quantify what the worst could be. And the point there was just that things are never as bad as they seem in your mind. And even when you get to the point when you stop and really think, what if, you really look at it, and it's not going to end up with your demise, likely. You can move on. And number five, focus on what you want to have happen, consistent with all of the spiritual principles and biblical principles we know and love. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Forgive me if I messed that up, but you got it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And those were the five, and then I zoomed off a few more because I just got the feeling to, you know, do things one at a time, always be moving forward, be quick to decide, and I think that's what I did. There are a total of 16 of them available, and I want to invite you and encourage you all to look at it. You can find it online. You don't have to go to the book if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Bob Parsons had posted it himself in one of his own things, and that's where I actually got it and just did it by permission. I hope that answers all your questions. And
yes, thank you.
Yes, okay. Take care. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you have the core of it. I will invite you again to visit our page on Facebook, Joyfully Getting From Here to There, where individuals of like mind or of motivated spirit come together, and where people share who they are, others respond and offer ideas and strategies. Otherwise, they just promote positive thought and just reinforcement to facilitate your goals. You can also go to Clifton McKnight Motivision for timely tips and resources. And if you can calm the waters, learn to ride the waves on Facebook. Good gracious, Michael, if you're looking for me on social media, you're likely to be found on Instagram and LinkedIn as well. I would also add, go to please visit youtube.com and find Leverage Me 2. Leverage Me 2, no spaces and the number 2. Or just type in Clifton McKnight and you should access my channel. We are looking for various ways to reach out and create better living for everyone. And you can help us in that process, in that goal. We ask you to continue to spread the word about our show, about our resources, and use it regularly yourselves. All programs, all shows are recorded to be available at your convenience. And I suggest that if you have any thoughts or ideas or interests that you'd like for us to address, please send us a note, a private message on Facebook or a text, and we'll be glad to respond to it in like kind. I would also suggest I invite you to listen in to Duru Interviews with Clifton McKnight, featured on iTunes and Stitcher and all these other podcast locations. Finally, coming soon, coming very, very soon, is the Majestic Football League. Visit majesticfootball.com and get in more information, and join Majestic Football or like it on Facebook. There's a cruise coming up. You'll enjoy that. Guess what? There's another cruise coming up with the Duru Real Deal 3.0. One cruise behind the other, January and February 2016. Plenty of fun leveraging your efforts, your business efforts, to include lifestyle efforts. So bear that in mind. The one cruise, $25 down to hold the cabin, the one in January with the Real Deal meetup. And guess what? If you're in the Baltimore area, or the second cruise in February on Super Bowl Sunday, so you can cruise and watch the game in style, that one is leaving out of Baltimore. $250 holds your cabin. What? Let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have some fun as we go on and make it happen for ourselves and our families. I think that covers much of the announcements. I would like to make mention of some other public service announcements. Next weekend, the 28th of March, the Game Changer event for youth and young adults from elementary through first year in college and beyond. We're sponsoring a Game Changer event to facilitate success for students of all ages, being held at University of Maryland Shady Grove campus, the universities at Shady Grove. And for more information, contact Donald Williams or go to ucfinc.org is more appropriate. ucfinc.org for more information. Whew! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for helping. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves. Become an Amazon.com number one bestseller. It really touches my heart that I have been able in some way to add to your day. It's still available on Kindle for just $2.99. And if you can't pull that together, I would question it. But if I'd be happy to make a gift to you, if you promise to make a gift and purchase one on behalf of someone else. I say God bless you. Stay focused. Persist in your vision. And in due time, in uncommon hours, you will succeed. Success. You will see your success come to you in magnificent form. Stay well.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset, even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart. How are you going to deal with this?